Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Yeah, today we will start a series of messages from the book of Colossians.
今天我们要开始传讲新的一个系列，是从哥罗西书开始。
So let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 1 verse 1.
让我们翻开我们的圣经到哥罗西书第一章第一节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 1.
哥罗西书第一章第一节。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,By the will of God and Timothy, our brother.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太。
Pay attention to the phrase, by the will of God and Timothy, our brother.
让我们注意这里所用的词是按神旨意和兄弟提摩太。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 10.
哥罗西书第二章第八到第十节。
How about we all read it together, okay? Those who have English, read it together with me, and those who have Chinese version, read it together in Chinese.
让我们与会众一同读。如果你有英文版本的话，你可以跟我一起读；如果你用中文的话，你可以跟姊妹一同读。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men,After the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power.
哥罗西书第二章第八到十节，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传。和世上的小学就把你们掳去因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛他是各样执政掌权的元首
Okay, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 4 to 12 chapter 4 verse 3 to 12
让我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章三到十二节。
对 ，For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God.That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, and we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Verse 8, He therefore that despiseth not men, but God, who hath given us unto us his Holy Spirit,But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for you yourself are taught of God to love one another. Verse 10, And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, and we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you.That ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章三到十二节，会众一起。神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，愿要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情。像那不认识神的外邦人不要一个人在这世上怨愤欺负他的弟兄因为这一类的事主必报应正如我预先对你们说过又切切嘱咐你们的神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神论到弟兄的相爱不用人写信给你们因为你们自己蒙了神的教训叫你们彼此相爱你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行但我弟兄要更加劝勉 又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所嘱咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again, we pray that you open your word to us.
主，早间我们再来到你话语的光中，求你亲自把你的话语敞开。
Lord, you know we are negligent of your word and we don't know your word.
主，我们承认我们时常来忽视你的话语，我们也不懂你的话语。
Therefore, we need your spirit of revelation to reveal yourself to us.
因此我们求你赏赐给我们赐人智慧和启示的灵对我们讲话。
Lord, we humble ourselves down. We say, Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主耶稣，我们在你面前谦卑，我们谨守在你面前，求你对我们讲话。
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Colossians is written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Colossae.
哥罗西书是使徒保罗向哥罗西的圣徒所写的一本书。
It was written at the time when the church in Colossae was in deep serious problems.
这卷书所写的时候是哥罗西的教会处于一种危险状态。
Because there are a lot of false teachers start to preach Gnostic principles or philosophy.
因为在当时有许多异教，包括不可知论，在教会有盛行。
Gnostic principles or philosophy are the Jewish traditional teaching and Greek and Oriental teaching rolled into one.
不可知论包括这所有的学术和这些理学，都是把人间的这些教训和以色列人本身的传统。
And all these teachings are just to say that you can use human ability in order to achieve spirituality.
都混淆在一起，认为人可以凭着自己的能力。
As we see in chapter 2, it says here, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
所以在第八节说，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言来掳掠你们。
That's why when we look at the Gnostic principles, it teaches you should not eat this, you should not eat that, you should not touch this, you should not touch that.
所以包括许多不可知论和世上的理学都教导我们不能做这个，不能弄那个，不能摸这个，不能吃那个。
Therefore, Paul tried to refute these teachings, telling them that everything is already fulfilled in Christ.
因此保罗在这卷书里面向我们启示所有的事情已经在基督里成为完全了。
And it's God's eternal purpose to head up everything in Christ.
是神永远的旨意在基督里成为完全。
You want to be spiritual?
如果你想属灵吗？
It's not through human effort.
你是不能撑过人的作为。
You want to be spiritual, you got to be joined to the vine.
如果你想要属灵的话，你必须与这个葡萄藤有连接。
In John chapter 14 says you need to be, he is the vine and we are the branches.
在约翰福音第十四章里面讲到，他是枝子，他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，我们必须与他连接。
And if we want to bear fruit, we got to be joined to the vine.
如果我们要有他们的生命，我们必须与枝子连接。
Every time we detach ourselves from the main source, which is Christ.
当任何时候，如果我们与基督这个生命断绝连接的时候，
In the eyes of God, then we are dead.
在神的眼中，我们是死的。
Another teaching of the Gnostic principles is that the worship of angels.
还有一个不可知论的另外一个观点，就是来敬拜天使。
Especially the Jewish people, they felt like the angels are the intermediaries between God and man.
特别是犹太人，他认为在人和神之间有一个中保是天使。
Yet Paul reminded the believers.
但是保罗在这里就再次提醒所有的信徒。
There is only one mediator between God and man.
在神与人之间只有唯一的中保。
The man Christ Jesus.
就是这一位基督耶稣。
Therefore, when you look at the book of Colossians as a whole.
所以当你看哥罗西书作为一个整体看的时候
we can only focus on one person is Jesus Christ
所以我们只能注重于一个焦点就是耶稣基督
He is all and in all
他是一切又在一切之内
He is God's focus God's eternal purpose
他是神的焦点是神永远的旨意
And therefore we need to be in him
因此我们要在他的里面
And the Bible tells us in Colossians we are complete in him
所以在哥罗西书里告诉我们我们已经在他里面成为完全
There is no need of other human ability
没有任何需要人的能力
Because only through him can we please the Father
因为只有藉着他我们才能讨父神的喜悦
As the Father always said This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased Hear ye him
正如父神总说的这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的
Now, today I want to share with you concerning the will of God.
今天我与大家要交通的一个主题就是神的旨意。
That's why in verse 1 in Colossians, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
所以在哥罗西书第一章第一节说奉神旨意。
In other words, Paul become an apostle.
换一句话说保罗作为使徒。
Not because he is the Hebrew of the Hebrews.
不是因为他是犹太人中的犹太人
and not because he is being circumcised on the eighth day
也不是因为他是第八天受割礼
and not because according to the law he is blameless
也不是因为他藉着律法他是完全的
because even though he is that kind of a person he still become a persecutor of the Christians
即使虽然他是有这一切的背景但是他却是破坏基督徒的
but God had called him to be an apostle because this is the will of God
按照神的圣召按照神的旨意他被蒙召成了使徒。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are here. It's all because of the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在座的每一个人来到这里，都是因为神的旨意。
And the Bible is just an expression of God's will towards us.
所以，圣经一切的表述都是神把他的心意启示给我们。
Whether in our daily living,
不管是在我们日常的生活当中
whether towards the world.
还是我们对待世上的
一切 relationship with worldly people,
还是我们对待世上的人的态度
the word of God reveals to us what his purpose to us
神的话语向我们启示他对我们的心意
for example concerning the kingdom of God
比如说神的国度
what is the will of God for his kingdom
神心意对他的国度是什么呢
the Lord's Prayer said thy kingdom come thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven
主的话语是愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上就如行在天上
the purpose of God is not to try to make this world a better place no
神的旨意不是让这个世界变为更好的地方
God's purpose is to take this old creation away and replace it with his kingdom
神的旨意向这个旧造一切的废去而用他的新造来替换
that in this kingdom Christ is the king
这就成为一个神的国神的国是基督掌权
的国 we are his subjects
我们是他的属民
so if you are thinking that using human ability to make this world a better place then you are wrong
如果你以为靠着人的能力能够使这个世界更好的话那你就错了
today God's purpose is that his kingdom may comeHis will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
今天神的旨意是愿他的国降临，愿他的旨意行在地上，就如行在天上。
How about the church?
那教会呢
？What is the purpose of God towards the church?
那神的旨意对待教会是什么呢
？That the church will be His bride.
好叫神的教会成为他的心腹。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 to 27.
所以以弗所书第五章。
That he might cleanse and sanctify the church by the washing of the water in the word.
好叫教会藉着所洒的水成为圣洁。
That church might be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
好叫教会成为圣洁，没有任何的瑕疵，没有皱纹，没有斑点。
That the church might be holy and without blameless.
教会成为圣洁无有瑕疵
That's why we in the church today we don't emphasize a lot of activities
所以在教会里我们不能强调有许多的活动
We emphasize a lot about a personal relationship with God
我们强调的是个人与主之间的关系
We emphasize a lot about reading the word of God
我们特别强调读主的话语
Because only the word of God can cleanse and wash and sanctify the church
只有主的话语能够使教会洁净
We all know in history
我们知道在历史上
There is a part of history called the Dark Ages
有一个叫做黑暗年代。
Why is it called the Dark Ages?
为什么叫黑暗年代呢？
It is because the Word of God is practically non-existent.
因为在那段时间，神的话语事实上是不复存在的。
The so-called Catholic Church prohibit the common people to read the Word of God.
因为在那个时间，天主教来禁止平民来接触主，直接读主的话语。
And therefore, every kind of a false teaching just comes into the church.
因此，所有的异教都进入到教会里。
Even sin enters into the church.
甚至罪也进入到教会当中。
But thank God when Martin Luther is used by the Lord to open the Word of God to us.
但是感谢主，主使用马丁路德来打开他的话语，向教会敞开。
Then gradually the Word of God starts to cleanse the church and wash the church of its filthiness.
因此渐渐的神用他的话语来洗净教会、来清洁教会。
Oh, brothers, is how we need the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是多么需要主的话语。
How about concerning us individuals?
那关于我们每个人呢？
You know, Acts chapter 9 verse 15.
在使徒行传第九章第十五节。
We know that the soul of Tarsus was touched by God.
我们知道大树的扫罗被神所触摸。
And he was brought to Damascus.
他被带到大马士革。
To make the story short, the Lord asked Ananias to lay his hands on Paul on the soul of Tarsus.
简短的说，神使用亚拿尼亚来按手为保罗祷告。
And Ananias said, No, Lord, this person is a troublemaker.
那亚拿尼亚就回答说，主啊，这个人他是破坏你圣徒，毁坏你圣徒的。
He put a lot of your children into prison in Jerusalem.
他把你许多的儿女都放在耶路撒冷的监狱里。
But what did the Lord say?
但是主说什么呢？
Go therefore.
他说去吧。
For he is a vessel unto me.
因为他是我要使用的一个器皿。
To bear my name before the Gentiles, before the nations, and before the children of Israel.
他是为我的名要在外邦、在以色列面前宣扬，还有在君王人面前宣扬我的名。
Paul, our brother, is to bear his name.
保罗弟兄是来宣扬主的名。
Today we are saved, we are also to bear his name.
今天我们要说，我们也是宣扬主的名。
We are here to be the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里是要为主做见证。
A lot of times we feel like, oh, we want to be saved because we don't want to go to eternal damnation. We want to go to heaven.
有许多的时候，我们说我们得救是因为我们不想到永远的审判当中，我们想要到那个天堂里去。
Well, this is part of it.
这只是其中的一部分。
But one of the main purpose of God in us is that we might bear His name, be a vessel to Him.
那神对我们的旨意有一个很大的部分，就是好叫我们宣传他的名。
Brothers and sisters, we are living here today. It's not for people not to know us.
今天我们在这里不是让人们知道我们。
We are here to let people know that we are the bearer of name of Jesus Christ.
我们让人们知道我们是属神的子民。
How about towards the world? What is the will of the Lord towards the world?
那神对这个世界上的旨意是什么呢？
That all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Amen.
好叫世人都来得救，知道神耶稣一切的吩咐。
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
这样，所以我们要来传教神的
福音。This is our great commission.
这是我们最大的职责和使命。
We don't even need to pray to the Lord, should I preach the gospel? This is our commission. This is our responsibility.
我们不需要向主祷告，我需不需要传福音？这本身就是我们的职责和使命。
Even the Bible tells us we need to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
不管得时和不得时，圣经上都教导我们要来传福音。
Because this is the will of God that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为神的旨意让万人得救。都得享救恩，来知道神的丰富。
What about us personally when we go through trials? What is the will of God?
那如果我们个人的生命呢？神叫我们是当我们经过这一切试炼的时候。
First Thessalonians says we need to rejoice evermore.
帖塞罗尼迦前书是告诉我们说，我们要有大喜乐。
He said, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus."
他教导我们说，我们要凡事喜乐，凡事献恩，不住的祷告，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们定的旨意。
Why should we rejoice when we are going through trials?
为什么我们经历试炼的时候，我们还要喜乐呢？
There are at least two reasons.
至少有两个原因。
When we are wandering away from God,
当我们远离神的时候，
God used His disciplining hand to bring us back.
神用他管教的手来把我们带回来。
Because we are not bastards, we are the sons of God.
因为我们不是私子，我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, his discipline is a show of his love towards us. Shouldn't we rejoice?
因为他的管教是告诉我们，我们是他的孩子，难道我们不要因此喜乐吗？
We need to say thank you, Lord.
我们应该说谢谢你，主。
Through your discipline, we are back to the fold again.
藉着你的管教，我们就重新回到你的羊圈。
Another reason for going through trials is because this is a purification process.
还有一个原因，我们为什么经过试炼，是因为这是一个洁净的过程。
God wants us to purify us.
神要来洁净我们。
It's like when a gold was mined through the minefield.
就像一块金子来被锻炼一样。
You cannot use this piece of gold immediately.
你不能。立刻使用这块金子。
This piece of gold needs to go through fire.
因为这块金子要经历火在锻炼。
In order to burn out all the dross, all the things that is not of gold.
好叫里面一切不纯的杂质都被取掉。
If you look at ourselves today,
如果你今天看看我们自己，
aren't there a lot of things that need to be burned away?
难道我们没有许多的东西需要被经过火的燃烧试炼吗？
Our temper, our natural concept, it is altogether not part of the kingdom needs to be taken away.
我们身上我们的本性还有我们的脾气都是我们自然人的是不属神的
God,
都要被拒绝
Therefore God through circumstance try to what? To burn away all this unnecessary thing
说这急着神的这个洁净的过程我们可以得到洁净
And the only thing that remains is Christ Jesus
因为在我们的里面好叫唯一基督在我们的里面
And what about when we go through sometimes difficulty
那有的时候我们经历一些苦难一些困难的时候
As we all said, we need to rejoice in him.
我们还要说你要大喜乐
Not only that, we need also what to purify ourselves.
同时我们还要使自己洁净
as we see in First Thessalonians.
就像帖塞罗尼迦前书所说
So this is the will of God that even your sanctification that you abstain from fornication.
帖塞 which chapter?
First Thessalonians chapter 4
and
verse
3. 帖塞罗尼迦前书第四章第三节，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远离淫行。
Therefore, what is God's will in our daily living?
让我们在每天的生活中，神对我们的旨意是什么呢
？That there will be a separation from the world and from ourselves.
好叫我们自己。从自己还有从世界中被分别为圣
Because we are a vessel unto honor.
因为我们是尊贵的器皿
You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
在提摩太后书第二章二十到二十一节的时候
He said, for in a great house there are vessels to honor and to dishonor.
他说在大户人家有各样的器皿有尊贵的有低贱的
So therefore, if any man purge himself from this, then he shall be a vessel unto honor.
他说人若自洁成为洁净他必成为高贵的器皿尊贵的器皿
purge himself from what?
自洁什么呢
immediately in verse 22 it says flee youthful lust
他说立刻在二十二节里面讲到逃避少年一切的私欲
so in other words we on the one hand God is purifying us
所以一面说神在洁净我们
taking away all this natural man
好叫我们里面自然的生命被除去。
On the other hand, we ourselves should abstain from this youthful lust.
那换一句话说，我们自己也让我们禁止我们自己去追求这少年的私欲。
We know what are the things that we need to abstain ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道自己的少年。都需要禁止我们自己的肉体。
Because we are a special group of people.
因为我们是特殊的子民。
We are a vessel unto honor.
我们是尊贵的器皿。
And therefore we need to abstain from altogether a moral immorality.
所以我们要在品质上，我们在灵里面要保持我们道德上的洁净、品德上的洁净、情操上的洁净。对不起。
In other words.The Bible already is a book that reveals God's purpose to us in every part of our living in principle.
换句话说，圣经上所启示的所有的话语与我们一切生活的每一个方面都是有关的。
When you say you want to go to the world and love the world, what did the Lord say?
当你说你要到世界去爱世界，神说什么呢？
The Lord said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world."
神就说不要爱这世界和世界上的一切。
He who has friendship with the world is enmity with God.
如果你与这个世界为友的话，你就是神的敌人。
So today we need to know God's will through the Bible.
所以今天我们要极致圣经，能够明白神对我们的旨意。
And what is our attitude towards God's will?
那我们对神的旨意的态度是什么呢？
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20 says.
哥林多前书第六章第二十节说。
For we are bought with a price.
他说我们是重价买来的。
Therefore, we should glorify God in our body, in our spirit, which is God's.
所以要在你我们的身上荣耀神，因为这个身体是属神的。
Without even any reason.
没有其他的原因。
We belong to God.
我们是属神的子民。
When we purchase something.
当我们买一个东西的时候
This piece of thing, we will do whatever we want to do with this thing.
我们买到了，我们想要怎么用就怎么用。
There's no reason.
没有原因。
Today we are purchased by God.
今天我们是神用重价买来的。
And therefore we need to what? To walk according to the will of God.
因此我们要按着神的心意来行走。
This is just lawful.
这个是合情合理的。
But the thing is, God is a loving God.
但是神是满有慈爱的神。
He doesn't force us.
他绝对不来强迫我们。
That's why he used his love to capture us.
所以他就总来用他的爱来寻
找我们。That we will willingly submit ourselves to him.
好叫我们全心的愿意降服于他的旨意。
How come we come every week for the Lord's table?
为什么我们每周来聚集在神的主的桌子面前？
It is a reminder of God's love towards us.
好叫来提醒我们神的爱。
For God knows we are people who easily forget.
神知道我们都是健忘的一群人。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Every time we come to the Lord's table.
我们每次来到饼杯桌子面前的时候。
Not only we are refreshed.
我们不仅被重新鼓励。
We are reminded that we are a group of people bought with a price.
而且我们知道我们是一群被神主重价买来的人。
Bought by the blood of Christ.
用耶稣基督的保险。
And therefore we need to subject ourselves to him.
因此我们要降服在他的旨意当中。
That's why Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 says.
因此箴言第三章第五到第六节讲。
He said, trust in the Lord with all your hearts.
说你要专心仰赖耶和华。
And lean not to your own understanding.
不可以靠自己的聪明。
In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will what? Guide your path.
在你一切的事情上认定他，他必指引你的路。
Knowing him and acknowledging him are two different things.
知道他和承认他是不一样的两件事情。
Even Satan knows the Lord.
甚至来撒旦他都知道。
But did he acknowledge? No.
但是他承认神。
Today a lot of people know the Lord.
今天有许多人知道神。
But do we acknowledge him as Lord of all? That's another thing.
但是我们心里承认他是万有之主吗？不是的，这是另外一件事。
But when God's love captures our heart,
当神的爱来摸着我们的时候，
Not only we know him, we acknowledge him. Lord, you are Lord of all.
我们不仅知道他，我们并且承认他，他是万有的主，是我们的主。
So this is our attitude.
这是我们的态度。
Now thirdly, how do we know the will of God?
第三点，我们怎么样知道神的旨意？
As I already mentioned, we need to use the word of God to know the word of God.
对，我已经讲过了，我们必须用神的话来知道神的旨意。
Because the word of God is an expression of His will.
因为神的话是他自己所有旨意的彰显。
Psalms 119 verse 130 says.
诗篇第119篇。
第130节。
第130节讲到。
He said, "The entrance of Thy word bringeth light." Giving what understanding to the simple.
你诗篇一百一十九节一百一十九章一百三十节，你的言语一解开就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
He said the entrance of the world. In other words, when God's words enter in, lights come out.
换句话说，就是神的言语一进到我们的里面的时候，光就发出来了。
And in verse 105 says.
那第一百零五节讲。
He said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path."
同样的一张圣经，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
You want to walk properly and without stumbling?
如果你想要走得正确，不会跌倒。
Oh, you need the word of God to be a light unto your path.
你就需要主的话成为你的路上的灯。
The same chapter, verse 24.
在同样的一章第二十四节讲到。
He says here, "Thy testimony is my delight, for they are my counselor."
他说你的法度是我所喜乐的，是我的谋士。
In other words, we want to take counsel.
换句话说，如果我们需要咨询意见的话。
A lot of times when we are in problems, we want to seek counsel.
那许多时候当我们有问题的时候，我们想要咨询。
We ask our friend, we ask these people, that people.
我们问我们的朋友，我们问这个人，还有那个人。
But let me tell you, the best place to know God's counsel is His Word.
那我告诉你，如果你想知道神对你的意见的话，那就是最好是神的话语，
When、
因为这上面说。
When the Word of God enters in.
当
Light comes out.
主的话进到我们的里面的时候，光就发出来。
Immediately we know what to do.
我们就知道，立刻知道我们应该做什么。
Secondly, we need to pray.
第二点，我们需要祷告。
Not only we need to read the word of God, we need to pray.
我们不仅要读主的话语，还要祷告。
Every time we pray, the word of God comes in. God speaks to us through His word.
不管什么时候，当我们祷告的时候，主的话语到我们的里面，我们就对我们讲话。
Remember when Peter was on the rooftop praying?
记不记得彼得在屋顶上祷告
？Then the Lord revealed to him in a vision.
那主就在一个启示里面对他讲话。
That there is a big sheet of cloth and all kinds of animals, unclean animals, was there, and the Lord said, "Peter, rise, kill and eat."
在一块大布降下来，所有的活物都在里面，有洁净的和不洁净的。主就告诉他，彼得起来宰了吃。
Peter said, "Well, I never eat such thing, Lord." But the Lord said, "What God has cleansed, thou should not treat as common."
那主就对彼得说。彼得说我从来没有吃过做过这样的事情彼得就说主以为洁净的就是洁净了
And this came for three times
那这个启示来了三次
And you know this vision is very important This is a turning point of the preaching of the gospel
因为这个启示是非这个意象是非常主要这是传福音的一个大的转折点
From the Jewish from preaching the gospel to the Jewish people they turn to the Gentiles
从传福音指向犹太人，转向向外邦人传福音。
Even though at that point Peter doesn't even understand what the Lord is talking about，
虽然当那个时候，彼得并不知道主说话这到底是什么意思。
Nevertheless, we need to pray in order that God's will be what revealed to us。
不管无论如何，我们都要祷告，好叫我们知道神的心意。
We can all testify how many times we pray and the word of God comes out。
我们都可以见证有多少次我们祷告的时候神就启示给我们
借着他的话启示给我们 anybody who had this experience please raise your hand
请你举起手来如果你有这样的经历、
oh, a lot of times we just don't know how to decide when we pray God's word comes in and we know what to do
那有许多的时候当我们进退两难的时候神的话进到我们的里面我们就知道该做什么
we need the word of God we need to pray
我们需要神的话语，我们需要祷告。
Sometimes the Lord speaks to us through circumstance. The third one.
有第三点，有许多的时候，主神急着这个环境来向我们讲话。
You know, at that time, Peter doesn't even understand what this vision is.
但那时候，彼得甚至不知道他这个意象是什么意思。
But after the third time,
但是经过第三次的时候
，then somebody from Cornelius came to pick Peter up.
所以从哥尼流派来的人来敲门，就来接彼得。
This is not a coincidence.
这不是一个巧合。
God used His word.
主用他的话语。
God used His spirit.
用他的灵。
God used circumstance.
用环境。
Let people see that the gospel should be preached not only to the Jews but also to the Gentiles.
让人们知道这个福音不仅是向不仅是对着犹太人，而且向外邦人传讲。
The fourth one.
第四点。
Sometimes the Lord speaks to us through godly counsel.
经常主急着属灵的属灵的长者告诉我们该做什么。
But a lot of times, I just a little warning. This is my feeling, okay?
那有许多的时候，我的感觉就是。
A lot of times we want to seek counsel from those people whom we know.
我们就想去咨询我们所知道的人
，because those people will say the things we like to hear。
因为那些人他知道我们的喜好，他想就说我们喜欢听。
We never want those people to go against our will。
我们不想让这些人说我们不喜悦的话。
We already decided what we want to do。
我们心里已经做了决定，我们想要干嘛
？We will ask our best friend to say to what to confirm what we want to do。
我们对我们最好的朋友讲。然后好叫他的话能够迎合我们已经做的决定。
But if you really want some godly counsel,
如果你真的希望有主的话语来对你讲。
Firstly, we need to seek those people who have a close relationship with God.
所以我们需要去咨询那些与神有亲密关系的人。
Don't ask a person who never go to the meeting.
千万不要问那些从来不聚会的人。
We need to what to ask people who have a relationship with God.
我们要知道。我们要问他们，他们与主的关系是什么
？Secondly, we need to ask these people who are not afraid to speak the truth.
第二点，我们要知道他是 不会害怕来说实话。
And he doesn't care about human feeling. He cares about what God has put in his mouth. Then I will speak.
他不会敢去体贴人的感觉，而是要知道神要说什么话。
First Kings chapter 22. We don't have time to read that. First Kings chapter 22.
列王记上第二十二节。
We know King Jehoshaphat.
我们知道约沙法。
King of Judah and King Ahab of Israel are joining force to fight against the Syrians.
我们知道犹大王约沙法来与以色列王亚哈一起向亚兰国打仗。
And because of that, King Jehoshaphat, are there not any prophets whom we can inquire?
约沙法就问说，这里没有神的先知，我们可以询问吗？
And King Ahab said, Yes, I have one, but this person always speaks evil concerning me.
但是亚哈说，我的确有，但是这个人所说的都是凶言。
But King Jehoshaphat said, No, just bring this person in.
约沙法王就说，没事，就把他带来。
And this person came in named Micaiah of Imlah.
所以这个人就叫米该亚。
Of Imlah, yeah. And this person said, Israel, he said, the children of Israel are just what? Sheep without a shepherd.
这个人是英拉的儿子米该亚，他说我看见以色列民就像羊，没有群守，四散。
Therefore, let everyone go back to their home peaceably.
所以叫所有的人都，他们可以平平安安的各归各家去。
In other words, don't go to battle because you are going to lose.
换句话说，就是不要打这个仗，因为你一定会输。
And he said that because what God had, as the Lord liveth, Miss Micaiah said, "As the Lord liveth, what God had put in my mouth, that I will speak."
Because Micaiah 说，只要我指着永生神来起誓，他要我说什么，我就说什么。
And King Ahab said, "See, I told you, he always speak evil about me."
亚哈就说，看了，我对你说过了，他总是对着我只说虚言。
And they insist of going to the battle.
他们非要坚持去打这个仗。
And we know at that time they lose the battle.
那我们知道这一次他们就打败仗。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to learn one lesson.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要学到一个功课。
You want to seek godly counsel?
你真的想要知道属神的观点吗？
We need to seek people who knows the will of God.
我们要去寻找那些知道神的心意的
人。Who is not afraid to speak the truth?
他们不怕来讲实话。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Now, number four.
第四点。
What are the reasons we cannot know the will of God? We are not able to see the will of God.
当我们知道神的心意，我们
What are the reasons why we cannot know the will of God?
有什么原因我们不能明白神的心意呢？
First one, sin.
第一点就是罪。
Every time we sin, there is like a veil that covers our eyes.
每一次我们犯罪的时候，就像我们蒙了一个面。
There is a veil that covers the will of God from us.
这个就把神的旨意和我们分开。
Therefore, we need to what? Take away the veil. We need to deal with our sins.
我们就要把这个蒙面揭开，我们就要对待我们的罪。
Remember when Joshua and the Israelites fight against Ai?
约书亚记当中，约书亚在埃城打仗的时候。
The first time they lose the battle.
第一次他们打输了。
And Joshua said, What is the reason, Lord? You promised us that we will possess this land flowing with milk and honey.
他是约书亚就说，神，你不是答应我们，我们必将征服这牛奶与蜜之地吗？
After that, then we come only the second battle, we lose already.
那到第二次打仗，我们就又输了。
And then the Lord said, because Israel sinned.
那主就对他启示说，因为以色列人犯罪了，在你们中间有罪。
You need to take away that sin.
你必须对付这个罪。
If not, my presence will not be with you.
否则的话，我的同在就不在你们当中。
When Joshua and the children of Israel deal with that sin.
当约书亚和以色列民一同来对待这个罪的时候。
When they stoned to death Achan and his family.
当他们用石头打死亚干和他的家族的时候。
The next battle, the children of Israel won a great victory.
第二次在打仗的时候，他们就打了很大的胜仗。
So brothers, you want to know the will of God? We need to deal with our sins in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你要想知道神的心意，你一定要面对自己的罪。
Secondly, we need to deal with our strong will.
第二点，我们一定要对待我们自己的那个悖逆的心愿。
Especially the sisters.
特别是姊妹。
We have a strong will.
我们的意志都很强。
What we want to do, I want to do.
我想要做什么，我一定要做什么。
And we ask the Lord to fulfill what we want to do.
我们求主让我们知道主让我们做什么。
Brother and sister, if that's the case, then God's will not be revealed to us.
如果我们坚持自己的话，神没办法启示他。
First John chapter 5 verse 14 says,
约翰一书第五章十四节里面说到
He said, if you ask anything according to my will, then I will hear you.
如果你照的神的心意来祈求，你就必得着。
A lot of times we take the first part and the last part and we forget the middle part.
我们经常是知道第一部分和最后一部分，我们忘了中间。
He said, we need to ask.
我们需要祈求。
Then he will hear us.
他会听我们。
But what about in the middle?
那中间说的是什么呢？
According to his will.
按照他的心意。
When we pray according to his will, surely he will hear our prayer.
我们按照他的心意来祷告的时候，他一定会听我们。
Thirdly,
第三点。
We need to what? To take away our past experiences.
我们必须要除去我们过去的经验。
A lot of times we base our decision on our past experience.
我们经常凭着我们自己的决定。
Yes, indeed, the Lord might lead you before how to do with that same thing.
根据以往的经验来做决定，是的，神以前带领我们。
But our God is a living God.
但是我们的神是永活的真
神。Sometimes He do things differently, even the same situation.
那有的时候他在一种状况下做不同的决定。
Remember in 2 Samuel chapter 5, also the same thing.
记得在撒母耳记下第五章的时候
，When King David about to fight the Philistines.
当大卫王要与非利士人征战的时候
，He inquired of the Lord.
他来求问神。
The Lord said, "Go up."
神说，去上去打。
Then he put the enemy in your hands.
我就把非利士人交在你的手中。
At the valley of Rephaim.
在利法因谷。
The second time.
第二次的时候。
The same enemy, the same place.
这一样的敌人，一样的地方。
What did King David do?
大卫做什么了呢？
Did he base upon his experience? No.
他是基于他的决定，在他以前的经验上吗？没有，他是来询问神。
He inquired the Lord. The Lord said, "Set a compass."
他说，他来询问神，神说，绕到他后面。
Said, "Go from behind."
从后面去。
Then David win another victory.
所以这样，大卫就。又打了胜仗。
Why did the Lord always make such a difficult time? You know.
为什么主每次来弄的把事情弄得这么复杂
？Because He wants us every time we need to come before His presence.
因为他的心意像是叫我们每次都来到他的面前祷告。
Regardless if the situation is the same or not.
不管我们所面临的情形是一样的还是不一样的。
We need to set aside our strong will.
我们一定要放下我们的我们自己的主意。
We need to deal with our sins.
我们要对待我们的罪。
We need to set aside our past experience.
我们要把我们以前的经验全都消除。
Come before the Lord with a humble heart.
单单的谦卑的来到神的面前。
We should be that like as Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant listens."
就像撒母耳说的，主啊，仆人在这，求你警我们仆人在这，求你说话，仆人警听。
And I tell you, the Lord will speak to us.
我告诉你，主一定会对我们讲话。
Now we come to the last part.
我们来到最后一个部分。
What are the evidences that this is the will of God?
我们怎么才能知道这是神的心意？这个证据是什么呢
？His will and His word always go side by side.
他的心意和他的话总是互相映衬。
In other words, they complement each other.
换句话说，他们是互相互补、互相映衬。
Sometimes we have feel one thing, and if we search the word of God, it is the opposite. Then we know there is a problem.
如果有的时候我们感觉是这样感觉，但是我们去。来寻找主的话的时候是那样说的，我们就知道我们是错的。
Especially the young people.
特别是年轻人。
You said, "I feel like I can escape a Sunday's meeting and go to the movies."
特别是年轻人，如果你说我感觉我可以不去参加主日的聚会去看电影。
Is that feeling right?
这种感觉对吗
？Maybe it is true.
也可能是真的。
But if you try to what search the word of God, what's that the word of God says?
但是如果你查考圣经的话，神是怎么讲的呢
friendship with the world is enmity with God.
如果与世界为友，就是与神为敌。
So you better check your feeling.
所以你要来检查自己的感觉。
Maybe it's your natural feeling, not what God has given you.
也许是你自己本性自然的感觉，不是神所给
你的。In other words, God's will and God's word always go side by side.
就是说神的旨意总是与他的话语相辅相成。
Secondly,
第二点。
Sometimes when we walk according to the will of God, we met some difficulty.
我们经常在按着神的心意行走的时候，遇到许多困难。
We check everything around us, everything we do according to the will of God, but we go through difficulty.
我们省察的时候，我们周遭的环境，我们的确是照着神的心意而行，但是依然遇到许多的困难。
Look at the experience of Joseph.
来看看约瑟为例。
What his father said he do.
他的爸爸叫他干嘛，他就做。
Then he was what? Sold into Egypt.
他就被卖到埃及去。
He was a faithful servant of Potiphar.
他是波提法家忠心的仆人。
And he resists all the temptation.
他来拒绝一切的诱惑。
He ended up in jail.
他就被送到监狱里。
If you are Joseph, you say, Lord, what are you doing?
如果你是约瑟，你可能就问神说，主啊，你在做什么？
If I just dance with the music, then I wouldn't even be here.
如果我就顺着这个音乐来跳舞的话，顺着下去，我也不会落到这样的情况。
And we should know that when Joseph was in jail, it's not only one day, two days, it's years.
我们知道，当约瑟在监狱里，他不是在那待一天两天，而是许多年。
But you know what? There's a thing that I like about Joseph. He never lost his faith in God.
但是我非常喜欢约瑟的一点，他从来没有对神失去信心。
And we know what is the result.
我们知道最后的结果是什么。
God is using all these travails, all these trials, all this difficulty to what? To mold him to become the prime minister of Egypt.
神在藉着他这一切的试炼、艰难和困苦，来塑造他成为埃及的宰相。
That's why when his brethren came to Egypt,
当他的弟兄们来到埃及的时候
，and they discovered that you know Joseph is the prime minister of Egypt.
当他们发现约瑟是埃及的宰相的时候
，they blame themselves.
他们就自责。
But what did Joseph say?
那约瑟说什么呢
？He said, "Don't blame yourselves."
他说不要自责。
It is God who placed me here first in order to save lives.
是神差派我先到这个地方，好来使你们的性命存活。
A lot of times when we look back to all our travails,
那经常的时候我们。来回首看我们所经历的这些苦难。
At that juncture, we don't understand.
在那个时候，我们不明白。
But afterwards, when we look back,
当我们经过这些，再回首的时候
，we worship God, Lord, this is your will.
我们敬拜主，我们就知道主啊，这是你的心意。
Today, and not only that, when we go according to His will, we are blessed.
今天，如果我们按照神的心意，我们是有福的一群人。
Thirdly,
第三点
，sometimes when we go through, when we go according to the will of God,
当我们来顺着神的心意而行的时候
we had a conflict with the enemy,
我们就会有仇敌有冲突
which is so true,
这个是太真实了
because the enemy is always against the will of God,
因为仇敌总是背道神的心意
we and the high schoolers are reading the book of Nehemiah,
我们在跟高中生读尼希米记
you know, Nehemiah was in the what? A cupbearer in the palace of the king,
尼希米他是酒政
He had a good life.
他的生活很好。
There's no need to go back to Jerusalem.
没有，绝对没有必要去回到耶路撒冷。
And majority of the children of Israel is in Babylon.
但是绝大多数的以色列人还是留在巴比伦。
But when he is concerned about the people in Jerusalem,
当他在为以色列的人关心忧心的时候
，When he walked according to the will of God,
当他按照神的心意行走的时候
，He started to meet problems.
他就开始有许多的问题。
Going back to Jerusalem, he met all the kind of opposition.
当他回到耶路撒冷的时候，他遇到各方的阻挠。
To such an extent, people are trying to kill him.
甚至人们都想来谋杀他。
But we know, Nehemiah stood still.
但是我们知道尼希米坚立在神的里面。
Because he knows he's not doing according to his will, but according to God's will.
他知道他做的是不是自己要做的，而是神召他要做的。
He's building the walls of Jerusalem.
他在建造以色列的。
He's rebuilding the testimony of God on earth.
耶路撒冷的城墙，他在为神所做见证。
So every time when we walk and there is a conflict.
当我们在行走的时候，我们经常会有这种冲突。
Especially when people laugh about us.
特别是人在嘲笑、讥笑我们的时候。
Maybe they feel that you're narrow-minded.
他们会说你的思想真的是狭窄。
You're not according to the fashion of this world.
你根本与这个世界格格不入。
Instead of be discouraged, we say we need to thank God.
我们非但不要 沮丧，而且不沮丧，而且我们要感谢神。
Because this is the evidence that we are walking on the right path.
因为这就是我们走在神心意正确道路的一个
证据。Because the Lord has told us.
因为神告诉我们。
This way that we took is a narrow way.
我们所走的路是一个窄路。
The world's way is a wide way going to destruction.
世界的路是一个大路，但是却通向死亡。
But God's way is a narrow way that leads to eternal life.
神的路是窄路，却直接通向永生。
And the result is we have peace in our heart.
结果就是我们在我们的里面有平安。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says.
腓立比书第四章第七节说道。
That God may grant you a peace that is beyond human understanding.
神所赐给我们的平安是超过我们的意念。
Outwardly there may be so much problems.
在外面来说有许多的问题。
But what counts really is their peace in our heart.
但是在我们的里面真正有平安做确据。
If God gave us this peace,
如果神给我们这个平安，
we know we are in the right path.
我们知道我们走的是正路。
And if we continue to walk on that path,
我们继续走在这个正路当中。
Not only we are blessed,
我们不仅蒙福。
People around us is also blessed.
我们周围的人也蒙福。
And the most important thing, God is glorified.
最主要的是神的名得荣耀。
My time is up.
我的时间到了。
I don't want to continue to share more.
我没有时间再继续。
But I hope that brothers and sisters, we need to know how to know the will of God.
但是我真心希望弟兄姊妹们真的知道怎样去寻求神的心意。
We are all in the same boat.
我们是在一个船上。
We are all in the school of Jesus.
我们都在耶稣基督的学校。
We are learning to know the will of God and walking according to the mind of Christ.
我们一起学习知道神的心意，一起走在他的心意当中。
That by walking through according to His will.
我们凭着他的心意而行走。
God's eternal purpose will be fulfilled through us.
神永远的心意会在我们的里面得以成就。
God is glorified, Christ is magnified.
神被荣耀，基督被彰显。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间谢谢你对我们心里讲话。
We continue to pray that you speak in our hearts.
我们继续祷告，求你对我们的心里讲话。
Lord, we admit the fact that we are so limited in our speech.
我们承认我们的言语非常有限。
But we thank you for your spirit.
但是我们感谢你的圣灵。
Your spirit speaks forth more than we do.
你圣灵的开启比我们都广大。
Therefore we humble ourselves down.
因此我们谦卑在你的面前。
And continue to desire that you speak to us day by day, hour by hour.
继续求你每天每时每刻对我们心里讲话。
That we might know your will.
好叫我们知道你的心意。
And you might be glorified.
愿你得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
神奉耶稣基督的名。